Good morning, everyone. In just a moment, a profile of a recession hero, someone who actually gave some great advice to some customers that might not have been in his economic interest, but turned out to be very much in their economic interest. Who's a recession hero in your life? Someone who helped you out, a friend of yours, or even something that you might have done? 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And Femi, you're in the wrong chair. What are you doing over there?
I'm in the big girl's
sitting
chair.
Sitting in the co-host chair.
Hello. I'm at the main table.
Yes. Welcome. You're back from being out in the recession. We sort of sent you out to respond to a story that was suggested by a listener, Sam Jordan, who was listening in New Jersey and sent us an email saying he wanted us to meet someone who he considered his recession hero. So he said, all right, Fem, pack up a camera, pack up some microphones, take your charms with you, which, of course, never leave you. And the story begins actually in the Sam Jordan kitchen, I believe.
Wait a minute. Mom's not supposed to eat those.
Here's one. Okay. Good job. All right, look at that. So we have Sam, and Sam is an education worker for the New Jersey Education Department. We have baby Sophia. She's gorgeous. You'll hear a little bit more from her a little bit later. She's 10 months old. And Silvana is the doting mother. So this is part of their morning routine. Breakfast with the baby. They get up early because the baby gets up early. And, of course, they listen in to the radio.
Economic news just out this past hour. The number of durable goods orders rose by 3.4% last month.
Economists Who's that annoying guy? Well, that's enough of a plug for the takeaway. But, okay, so they're listening to the news. They're in their kitchen.
And of course, like many, many young families, the Jordans are actually listening out to the economic news very closely because the credit crunch is biting close to home.
The majority of people that we know who bought around the same time as us, they are struggling or they're going through a period of having to really fight with their banks in order to adjust things or decide whether they need to short sale their house or foreclose. And so those are very scary things.
And it's a scary theme that's throughout their neighborhood. All kinds of homeowners are having these sorts of problems. But Sam and Silvana are in a much better position, and it's because their broker actually steered them?
He was really strict with them. So they bought their first house 3 years ago. The real estate market was booming. Banks were offering them really, really big mortgages. And their estate broker gave them a good talking to.
He said, look, you know, you're a teacher. You have a certain budget, you have a certain amount of money that's coming in every month, and you really need to maintain, you know, that budget and not go crazy because the loans that they're giving out, he explained it to us, the loans that they're giving out, it's, you know, it may be good for a year, but 2 years from now, 3 years from now, when it all adjusts, you might get yourself into real trouble.
And the baby's agreeing there. You know, here's the broker who's steering them away from a bigger house they might have had if they'd taken some of these mortgages, which they would have qualified for, correct?
Of course. And it sounds like good sense now, but three or four years ago, the broker sounded like he was a little bit nutty. And even Sam, in retrospect, he sounds a little bit wistful for that big house he gave up.
There were a couple of places that we looked at that we really liked. And we presented the numbers to him, and he said no. I mean, he said, you know, you really should not. That's too much. And it was a little bit disappointing.
Oh, who is this guy? Sam can see that house he turned down, but he's happy he did, right?
He's really happy he did.
What were the numbers? What were the circumstances?
The banks were offering up to $375,000 for a mortgage, and his broker said, you need to go way lower than that. Lower than $100,000. That's
100,000 less than 375,000.
Yes, at least 100,000. So their broker is called Abera Shahidi. He works in Tenafly, New Jersey, and his approach to business is to treat his clients like family.
I got a call one day. This lovely husband and wife from Israel called, and they wanted to see a house in neighboring town Creskin. And when I met them, I treated them as if they were my children. And at one point, the lady said, I am going to adopt you as my father. I said, God bless you. God bless you. And the lady literally said that, I'd like to, can I call you daddy? So please go for it.
That chuckle is infectious. His name is Behrouz Shahadi.
That's right.
He's, is he Iranian?
He's Iranian. He's got a really distinct business philosophy to life. He says, if I were buying a house, I would want people to treat me the way I treat my customers. But the only thing is, it hasn't saved Behrouz from the recession.
Business is very tough mostly because of the psychology of the market. Whomever wishes to buy, they're scared. Banks are scared. Last year, I did about 10 loans that the bank went out of business.
So he's making loans and the banks are in flames. So we're seeing that he saw the recession. It's almost as though he's on the front line seeing what's going on with the banks. He's shielding his clients from mortgages and indebtedness that they can't handle. He must have a family, and I guess it's not unfair to say that. He has a family of clients who must really revere him.
They love him to bits. And even in the midst of the recession, he said, you know, you've got to look for the silver lining. You've got to look for the good news in this. And he even gave us a takeaway.
My advice to people is just relax. See what's in it for you in a positive way. Because it's very easy to get depressed and cry and say, oh, I lost my job. Look at this office. At one point, this used to be so busy, you couldn't even hear yourself think. But look. Nobody's here. I like it. I can't think.
Maybe we could call that an economic indicator, the sound of a real estate broker in an empty office staying positive.
I like that.
He should bottle that laugh. What's his name again? What's his name?
Beru Shahidi. He's a real estate broker from Tenafly, New Jersey.
And our recession sandbagging hero in the middle of the recession. Femi, thanks so much for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Great. Mark Garrison now has the headlines. You'll watch him and make sure he doesn't get on.
He's good.
I have guidance over here like that. 21 minutes before the hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.